It's more keeping that vine balanced, which means you don't want it to kind of let it grow like a lot and then have a lot of grapes for one season. And then the year after, the vine's mm-hmm. a little weaker and it doesn't like produce much. You want to have something where you can have like nice grapes. And then you also want to have those same grapes the next year. So you want to have a kind of balance between the production that you have this year and the production that you will have in the future years. So what I tell people that have that in their garden, I just say, hey, well, you know, remove a lot of that old dead wood, weak stuff, and then concentrate on, keeping some canes or some spurs from the last mm-hmm. year's wood. And then, it's hard to say because some people might have this huge vine and they have a lot of pruning to do. And then some other people, they might have this tiny little vine where they have to bring it back down a lot. So it's not that easy to assess if you don't really see the vine. But it's kind of that. I mean, it's not easy in the sense that because you want to have some kind of production. But some people, they just want to have something that looks good in their garden. They want it looking like a little bit like a hedge, or they want it to grow up into something, into an arbor, for example. So then you kind of prune it a little bit differently. But, I just tell people, try to remove a lot of that old dead wood on there. So that really helps. It'll achieve if it's balanced, you'll have some nice wood, some nice canes with some nice fruit, which means the clusters are going to be a little bit bigger. They'll ripen a little bit better than if there's too many clusters on there. And it's also true for if it's the opposite. If you cut too much out, well, then you have these big bull canes, they call, where they grow like crazy, and then you don't get any grapes anyways. And then that way, that the year after, you have to kind of keep more stuff on to kind of balance the vine. And usually the balance of a vine is, your canes need to be the size of your little finger or the size of a pencil. And if it's way smaller than that, that means your vine is probably a little bit weak. And if you have vines that the new growth is like bigger than your thumb and huge, well, then you prune too much. You left not enough on there. So that's how you can kind of recognize if your vine is balanced or not. Some people, they have all these nice canes, this nice wood, and then they go, it's beautiful. Let's just keep more. But if you do that, then you have a lot of buds that will grow together, and then you get more disease in there. You have less aeration. So everything is jam packed in there, and then you have less sunlight hitting the grapes and the foliage, and then you don't get that nice quality grapes that you would look for. So sometimes you have to discipline yourself in saying, okay, you need to keep so many buds per, linear foot, for example. We usually keep 5 buds per foot, so that way you have an idea of how much, you need to keep for that's what we do. But, sometimes if the vine's a little bit weaker, you might keep a little bit more or less, it just depends. But some people tend to overcrop their grapevines. The earliest I like to prune is when there's a few good hard frosts in the fall. It needs to, be really cold so the vine is dormant. And then I like to prune, after that is fine pruning. You can prune all winter. And I would do that with hardy varieties, like, people that have their Concord grapes or in our region, Frontenac, Marquette and stuff like that. You can do that during the winter time. But we also have these tender varieties like Riesling and Saval and Vidal. So you can't really, I like to wait till after the winter or after the hard, cold temperatures of the winter time, because then I can assess if there's damage or not. Because if there's a lot of damage, I'm not going to prune it the same way if there is no damage. So usually I'll start pruning like mid-March, right up till the end of April. And then I don't like pruning when the buds are starting to get big, because then you do a lot of damage when you start pruning because you break some good buds and stuff like that. So I like to finish pruning by the end of April. When you plant your vine and then it starts growing, usually the first year you have, one or two little canes growing and they're kind of weak. So the first year, what I do is I bring things down to two buds, two little buds, that's all. And then what that does is that it makes the roots really install, you know, in the ground, and then it'll make the vine healthier in the long run. If you keep too much buds, well, then there's not enough root structure to feed those buds. So then it'll stay weak all the time. So the first year of planting, the year after, I just bring it back down to two buds and then I let it grow. And then the year after that, if the canes are the size of a pencil, then you can keep a little bit more. But if you see they're still very small, I bring them back down to two buds. That's what you got to do the first few years.